up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
This morning, local resident Mark Christie leads carloads of supporters in a trek to the Coastal Commission's regularly scheduled meeting in Newport. He's marshaled supporters to demonstrate the public's support for the way he's remodeling the ranch, the hotel and golf course in Laguna Canyon. Though Christie's project is not on the meeting agenda, an appeal filed with the Coastal Commission in June stopped renovations on the property okayed by the city in May. And now Christie is also wrestling with a violation notice issued last month for improvements made at the former Girl Scout camp, which he has turned into a popular outdoor event center at the far end of the golf course. Veteran educator and administrator Christopher Herzfeld starts Monday as the newly hired principal of Laguna Beach High School. The 10-year former principal at Fountain Valley High School received a formal appointment Tuesday night at a special meeting of the school board. He succeeds well-regarded Joanne Culverhouse, who left the district after more than a decade, recruited by a colleague as a top administrator in Rancho Palos Verdes. Herzfeld has worked in the Huntington Beach Unified School District since 1999 in various positions, including high school teacher, coach, and administrator. In other school news, the only forum for candidates for the Laguna Beach School Board square off tonight at 6 p.m. in the Top of the World Elementary School multipurpose room. Incumbent Ketta Brown will be joined by challengers Dee Namba Perry, Annette Gibson, and Carol Normandin. There are three open seats in the November 4th election. The PTA Council is hosting the forum. Candidate Rob Zerschmid has taken the lead in campaign contributions in the Laguna Beach City Council race, with $54,443 donated to him so far. Contender John Madison has led in collecting contributions through June 30th, but in financial disclosure statements filed this week, he comes in second with cumulative overall donations totaling $53,455. Disclosures discrediting Madison's professional and academic claims came in the final weeks of the reporting period and appears to have cooled the pace of contributions. In the period covered by the latest report, July 1st to September 30th, Madison collected just $6,550 in contributions, but incumbent Toni Eisman, who didn't announce her candidacy until August, made up for her late entry by racking up 171 donations amounting to $37,083. That places her in third place just ahead of Boyd, who has taken in a total of $34,029 since the start of his campaign. The Full Moon Drum Circle strikes up the beat tonight at 7 p.m. at the south end of Aliso Beach. The moon will not be blood orange tonight, but it will be full. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.